was, people had thought that all the caves developed right beneath the water table. And obviously, that's where your large passageways are forming, because every crack and crevice is filled with that acidic groundwater, and that's called the phreatic zone. And they assumed that, say, domes and pit were forming kind of in the same way. And Dr. Pohl proposed that, say, your domes and some of these other, maybe your formations, obviously, but particularly your domes, were not formed in the part of the cave that's filled with water, but it's in the vadose zone, which is actually that where the air-filled passageways, and they were formed by falling water that was working its way down to that phreatic zone, or those water-filled passageways. And so that was a very, how shall we say, progressive or different theory of cave development, which we know to be true today. So he was a very prolific writer, received prestigious, awards for his studies. But that's why I said I wish I had known him a little bit, more, other than just a nice old gentleman who sat and talked for many hours with his friend.